Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined via Zoom today by the Reeve of Beckwith Township, Mr. Richard Kidd. Richard, welcome back to Lake 88.
Well, it's great to be on again.
And congratulations, you've been acclaimed. So that means another term. First off, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's, first of all, it's a really feel-good feeling that the people of Beckwith think that I'm doing a good job and that they would, somebody would be running against me. And it's not just me, it's our council, it's our staff that make up that team. But I think people are happy with the direction. It also, to be honest to you, so I'll be the only Reeve Beckwith has had this century, and that by the time of the end of this term, it'll be the first quarter century of this first 25 years of this century. I'll be Reeve, and I am a bit of a history buff and local history, and I think that's making history.
So
it's something I'm proud of.
I don't blame you at all. So if I understood this correctly, by the end of this upcoming term, it will be 25 years that you have been Reeve.
Yeah, I was elected in 2000. So I'm the only Reeve Beckwith Township has seen this century.
Wow. This millennium. When you think about it that way, I mean, congratulations. That is quite the accomplishment. And, we don't talk about it just by looking at the status quo, because there is an election that is coming up. And obviously people happy with the leadership in the Reeves chair, but we know that there's going to be a hard fought election for Deputy Reeve with Brian Dowdell and Sharon Musso both running, both longtime council members there as well. And then when it comes to council, you've got a number of candidates running for three positions there. So really interesting, you're back at the top, but your council could look very, very different than it did the past 4 years.
Yeah, it's a very funny feeling. We have seven members running for council for three positions, as you said. It's a funny feeling. It's like being made captain of the hockey team, but you don't know who the other players are. But I can tell you, I know all the candidates, and I'm not any one of them would do a good job. And I always say being on council is being like the ultimate volunteer position in your community. And these people, any of them would do a good job, and I'm sure I can work with any of them.
Yeah, and especially like when we look at the deputy mayor position, you've got two people who have been there for decades working. It's going to be, I'm going to say, probably sad to see one of them lose. Unfortunately, one of them does have to come in second place. But it like you said, you're the captain of the hockey team, and you got to wait to see what the roster is before you can really set a path forward, right?
Yes. And it is a... But I do believe that the people running, there's no huge issues. There's no four-lane highway coming it's just managing growth, continued growth, I think are the big issue, and to maintain the service level that we have and enhance it. And I think that's what everyone running probably has in mind. It's just different ways of doing that. We know there's going to be at least one new person at the table, minimum. We know that it's great to have different ideas on how to do those things.
Now, I do want to look down the road, but before we do that, let's take a look in the rearview mirror at the past 4 years of council. And it was certainly a weird one. It was clear across the country and the world, for that matter, dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. You and I spoke several times over the course of the pandemic. Beckwith was actually a pretty good place to spend it, because pretty much spaced out. You didn't have to worry about crowds and that at any given juncture. But there were accomplishments. All councils across Lanark County were able to do a few things. Maybe just tell us a few things that you're proud of over the past 4 years.
Well, I think our roads network, we surface treated more roads and hard topped them. We did over the four year average would be the highest growth probably we've had in probably ever. Now that I think of it, it would be the high of the 4 year average in 2020, we built 140 new homes in 1 year. And we did all that without too much. It didn't disturb the quality of life, I don't believe, that people had. We're just sharing that quality of life with other new people, which is a great thing. We, of course, expanded our trails network, which was used quite a bit during COVID and certainly paid off having the trails for recreation value when you can distance yourself and use them at your own rate. We got a grant for over $100,000. I think it was $150,000 to do one trail, an ice trail, and it's a kilometer long. It's going to be a skating trail that can be used in the summer for walking, and it's just been finished. It'll be at the park. We connected Franktown with the main OVR trail going from Montague right through Lanark County. So I think we did a lot of things, and we also maintained our service level, which was a big thing for us. And of course, one of the bigger things, Council, we've been planning for years, fiscally planning for a new office. We've outgrown this one, and it's aged, starting to show its age. So we're going to be building a new municipal office, and the council was able to set money aside over the last two terms. And this term, we started the process, and the shovel will be going in the ground next Monday. And so that's quite an accomplishment for council.
Tell us about the facility. Is it going to be a multi-use facility, just offices, or obviously you'll have everything you need to conduct council?
Yep, it'll be, it's sort of a three parts to it. One is an office, a bigger office, more modern office. Our staff are very crowded in the office we have now. A new council chamber, with a little bit bigger, but more auto, better sound and things in it. And then a new hall, community hall, which is about a third bigger than what we have now, or half is big. And with a commercial kitchen with it, so that we can, it's going to be built down at the park, with our fields and recreation complex. And we're hoping that kitchen can be used for, banquets or soccer tournaments, or even we're dealing with the churches to see if they'll do a Sunday type breakfast or lunch for people on the trails, where they could drop in, do a walk on the trail and drop in with their family and have a home cooked meal. Yeah, it's very exciting. And the other part of it is, as I've mentioned before, it's a green building. It's going to be zero energy, solar panels, heat pumps, lots of insulation. And we've been working with J.L. Richards' environmental group and have applied to FCM's Green Fund for funding to pay for part of it. And we're very hopeful that we come through with a grant and a loan from FCM to pay for the green part of it, which means we wouldn't have a hydro bill or a heating bill going forward for the municipality.
That's awesome. It sounds like an incredible facility. Boy, that area is sounding more and more like a fairground every year. And, you know, as things keep getting added to it and the amenities that are there in Beckwith, really second to none across the county when you think about it, really it's going to be just a massive amount of possibilities. And you need that, because you mentioned earlier, growth has been, it's just been exploding in Beckwith. We talk about Carlton Place. We've heard how that is the largest growing community in Canada right now. But I mean, Beckwith, you're right there as well. And a lot of people say you're actually better positioned because you've got all the space that you do and people enjoy that. And if they want to come out and do a little bit of rural living and still be pretty close to the big city or, you know, other offerings in Carleton Place, the Beckwith is the place to be. Tell us a little bit how you plan to deal with that continued growth moving forward.
Well, I think that's going to be one of the challenges for the new council. And I got to tell you, like, so Carleton Place, you know, they came out with this fastest growing in Canada, but we're still the fastest growing in Lennar County. The number is, they combined Beckwith and Carleton Place together.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Because as soon as I said that, you know, an interesting smile that I've seen creep across your face a couple times presented itself.
Yeah, so I think when I first got elected, our population was, I know it was under 4,000. And now I'm sure it's 10,000 people. We have 7,500 voters on the voters list. And we'd have 10,000 people living in Beckwith now. And it's been something that we've worked at. The councils before I came on council, Chris Tyson was very strong in planning and laid the groundwork for growth and where it could happen. And we followed that. And I think that's going to be a real challenge going forward. Everyone is looking to sever their property. It just can't happen everywhere. Agricultural land, wetlands, we're going to protect that. The province says we have to, but our council would want to do that anyway. And so we're going to have to look at different ways of growth and in their community. People talk about affordable. Well, anyone would tell you Beckwith is not exactly affordable to buy a house in. So to get to that, we're going to have to look at ways of creating more high density areas within Beckwith and work with developers to try to create those high density areas to be able to continue to grow and to try to create some affordable housing within Beckwith.
Yeah, and it's really interesting you bring that up because, you know, when you talk about affordable housing, a lot of people talk about what it needs to be close to, able to walk to work for some people, able to walk to grocery stores and so on. That's not really the feeling you get when you think of Beckwith, but you do think of a very welcoming community. You think of a community, several pocketed communities all over the place that, you know, it's I don't want to say it's a different way of living, but people who are going to Beckwith know what they're going to Beckwith for. They're not going there to live in, you know, a high density apartment building area. Is that kind of accurate?
Yeah, I believe so. Even the people moving into our estate types subdivisions, those lots are an acre and a half. And if you've come from Stittsville where you might be able to park one car in your driveway, you just think you bought the Ponderosa. Like it's huge. And they really think they hit the jackpot. And I think that's the type of people that are moving here and people with young families. At Beckwith School, which only goes to grade six now because they've taken the grade sevens and eights in, we have 185 kids in kindergarten this year in Beckwith School.
Wow.
And that's not even, I would think about 25, that's not all of Beckwith. 25% of the township is probably going into Carleton Place to school already, just because of the way the school board sets it up. It's not all the township, doesn't all go to Beckwith, but that's 185 and they're coming. Like there's more of those young families coming. We have the largest per household families in Lennar County. And we have the youngest house inventory in Lennar County. Our homes on the average are younger than any other municipality's homes in Lennar County. And it's a different, every municipality is different and everybody's has problems, but they're different. But ours certainly is And maybe that's because of the park and because of, you know, the facilities that we have that young families come, but it's certainly a great thing to see.
So as you look down the road, and no doubt this expansion is going to continue, what is your biggest concern and what is your biggest reason for excitement?
Well, I think the biggest concern is that we're not going to have, Beckwith Township's a big area, but we're going to run out of areas that can be developed very soon. Because of agriculture, because of wetlands, that's a limiting factor in our growth. So I think we're going to have to come up with, as I said, ways to intensify our growth, maybe around Ashton, maybe at Prospect, but ways of intensifying using, and this is the positive, using new technology, and whether we can go to sewer and water even, using new technology. But whatever we do, the great thing about it, and the really neat thing, and it's what we do in Beckwith, and is that it's going to be starting from scratch and being able to look around North America and pick out the best ways to do that. And that's going to be very exciting. I believe that we are going to have to do that to continue to grow, and that'll be very exciting.
And you're going to do it responsibly too. Like, I don't know how many times you've brought up, the environmental impact over the course of this conversation. And obviously Beckwith is quite mindful of that. So it will be really, I think it has the potential to be once it's all said and done, or the process has begun, it'll be an area that other communities across North America will be looking at to see what's going on. What an opportunity.
Well, I think a community, any developer coming to us wanting to build a high density community, one of the things that we're going to be looking at is how we can put in green initiatives in that, environmental issues in that. And it's just because of where we are and who comes to live here, that's part of the reason they're coming here. And that's part of the reason they're living anywhere in Lyra County. And I think that's going to be very exciting, and we'll be laying the groundwork for that over the next 4 years.
Is there anything in our last minute or so here that you wanted to leave our listeners with here today, Richard?
Well, the main thing is, I guess one of the things is listeners across Lanark County that this is important. This is a level of government at your local level, and then your county representatives, those are the people that affect your life the most, more than the federal government, more than the provincial government. And it has the lowest voter turnout of those. And I think it's important to get out and vote. And then when you're voting, I guess if I'm lecturing almost, when you're voting, make sure that you inquire and know something about the candidates. That don't just pick the one at the top because their name starts with an A. Do some research into the candidates and make sure that they represent the values that you want seen. And that's it. It's not about, politicians have told me, older politicians over the years, that, single issue candidates never work out. And it's true. The candidate you want is somebody that's looking at the community as a whole and wants the community to reflect what they believe in. And anyways, you should look into that and make sure you're voting for people that think the same way you do.
I really hope that our listeners take that message to heart, Richard. I really do. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, sir. Again, congratulations. You're, as you pointed out, you're the only Reeve that Beckwith Township has seen this century, this millennium. There's probably going to be another one. I'm just warning you right now, like before the end of the century is out, there's probably going to be another one, but you're certainly laying the foundation here and doing it quite well. Congratulations, sir.
Well, I have three young grandsons, so.
Oh.
No, I do. I know I'm, I don't usually talk about the length of term, but I want things to keep growing and keep changing and bettering for our community, and certainly don't take it for granted, and really think it's an honor to be the Reeve of Beckwith Township.
You sound like you're as excited to go into the next 4 years to make it up to 25 as you were to go into the first 4 years.
Well, I'm a little bit more, I'm a little bit more confident that we can get things done, but
the drive is still there. The drive is still there.
No, for sure.
Excellent. For sure. Well, I mean, the people of Beckwith Township are lucky to have you, and we're lucky to have you here on Lake 88 as often as you are, sir. We very much appreciate it. We look forward to speaking to you once again.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Richard Kidd, the Reeve of Beckwith Township. I'm Bob Perot. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.